Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When working a code, epinephrine is the first IV medication given to patients in cardiac arrest. When we give epinephrine depends on what side of the cardiac arrest algorithm we are following and is today's pass ACLS tip topic. Every patient in cardiac arrest should have good, high-quality CPR started once no pulse is identified and be hooked up to an AED or monitor defibrillator to identify what rhythm the heart is in as soon as it's at the patient's side. Depending on the patient's ECG rhythm, we will go down the left or the right side of the adult cardiac arrest algorithm. For patients in a non-shockable rhythm, such as asystole or PEA, we will go down the right side and give 1 mg of 1 to 10,000 epinephrine as soon as possible after an IV is started. This dose of 1 mg is repeated every 3 to 5 minutes until we have return of spontaneous circulation, or we call the code. For patients in ventricular fibrillation or pulseless VTAC, we will go down the left side of the algorithm and won't give the first dose of 1 mg of epi until after the second shock. Here's an example of how a code may go for patients in a shockable rhythm. A patient is identified as unresponsive with only agonal or gasping respirations and no palpable carotid pulse. Help is called for and high-quality CPR is immediately initiated. As soon as the AED or monitor defibrillator arrives, it is applied by the arriving help as chest compressions are continued. Once the AED or monitor is attached, stop compressions for 5 to 10 seconds to analyze the rhythm. If using an AED, simply follow the directions. From here forward, let's assume we're using a monitor defibrillator. If ventricular fibrillation or pulseless VTAC, resume CPR while the defibrillator charges. Once charged, ensure that everyone is clear of the patient, safely deliver a shock, and immediately resume good CPR. During the next 5 cycles of compressions and ventilations, we can get an IV started, ensure O2 is attached to the BVM, and insert an oral airway. After 5 cycles, or approximately 2 minutes, we will reanalyze the rhythm and deliver a shock as before with minimal interruptions to compressions. Now that we've delivered a second shock and have an IV started, 1 mg of epi would be given at this time, as well as consider insertion of an advanced airway. If an IV has yet to be established, epi can also be given via the IO or endotracheal tube route. In both shockable and non-shockable rhythms, after administration of epi, we should begin thinking of possible treatable causes and start running through our H's and T's while ensuring high-quality CPR with minimal interruptions of 10 seconds or less to maintain a chest compression fraction of at least 80%. Epi will be administered every 3 to 5 minutes regardless if the patient is in a shockable or non-shockable rhythm, and there is no maximum. We will give epi until the patient has return of spontaneous circulation or we call the code. I hope that you found this explanation of when we give our first dose of epinephrine helpful. If so, be sure to subscribe or follow and consider leaving a 5-star review. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening and best of luck with your upcoming class.